My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brandon Ayuk saga is over. He signs a $120 million deal with the 49ers worth 4 years.
Can't believe he's not in Pittsburgh.
Denver allegedly held up the deal. Should we reach out to Andrew Filippone about the one-yard line comment?
I think we have to.
We should? You want to?
Why not?
Well, he's not going to be up till late. I know there's a fly in here. He's not going to be up till later. So I say like we can get him, but I don't know if we can get him before 10 because you know, he's lazy. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, Pittsburgh didn't get him. Allegedly, Denver held up the deal because the 49ers wanted a wide receiver in return. See, this is what's odd to me. So the allegedly, this is according to Diana Russini from The Athletic. The 49ers wanted a quote-unquote top-flight wide receiver in return. They were going to give up a third-round pick to Denver for Courtland Sutton, and then they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk, almost like a three-team deal, but not a three-team deal because they don't do that in the NFL.
Right.
And then they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it tells me George Pickens was never part of the deal. But also, does that tell you that Amari Cooper was never part of any sort of trade with the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, Courtland Sutton is, in my opinion, not a top-tier wide receiver. I think he's like two tiers below Amari Cooper. If that's what they wanted, yeah. Giving up Amari Cooper for in this deal would have been foolish.
So that's what I'm saying. If the deal was there, like then Amari Cooper was probably not a part of the deal.
I mean,
what am I missing? Am I missing
feel like
something?
There's been a lot of reporting that he was.
I know there's been a lot of reports, but the Browns have been steadfast. Like that's not true. He was not a part of the deal.
Then I wonder what it was.
And there's been reporting against and for to say he was a part of a deal. He's not a part of a deal. Amari Cooper certainly at one point believed he was a part of a deal.
Right.
There's been a lot that's been said. But if you're picking between Amari Cooper or Courtland Sutton, maybe because I knew Amari Cooper wanted to be paid, maybe they didn't want to do that. Is that the point I'm missing?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if it's an age thing.
I'm sure. Courtland Sutton would like to make money, too.
But Amari Cooper got paid for this year and got a raise for this year before all of this popped up, correct?
Yeah.
That happened before he was involved in any rumors.
It was marginal. I mean, he has – Courtland Sutton right now is on a – he's in the middle of a four-year, $68 million deal.
Which isn't that bad.
No.
That's about what he should be getting paid, but he's – he's nowhere near, in my opinion, the level of wide receiver that Amari Cooper is.
Beg your pardon, $60.8 million deal. I think I said 68.
It's even better.
Yeah. So that kind of just, well, because wouldn't you just take Amari Cooper?
Yeah. But I also don't think that the issue was San Francisco saying no. I think Brandon Ayuk didn't want to be in Cleveland, and we can talk about that if we want to at a certain point.
Talk about that at 6:40.
But I think, if Amari Cooper was in that deal, I believe the Niners were fine with sending Brandon Ayuk to Cleveland. I think the reason Brandon Ayuk is still in San Francisco is because he did not want to be in Cleveland. He wanted to be in Pittsburgh, but the Steelers didn't have the same type of offer that the Browns did. So maybe what you can say is that the Browns drove up the asking price via trade, and that is something that prevented Brandon Ayuk from being in the AFC North.
Very true. We'll talk about it coming up at 6:40. Ja'Marr Chase, his saga continues. According to Ian Rappaport, he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson got with the Minnesota Vikings. That's not a lie, everybody.
That is amazing. That is awesome. Do you think that
you gotta sell a lot of old TVs out of stadium to get that much?
Do you think those two have a group text with Joe Burrow?
Just I mean,
three
oh,
college
gosh.
Teammates. They yeah. all played at LSU together.
Wasn't that tampering in some way?
No, players are allowed to talk
and
to each other.
Yeah. Talk to each
it's
other all the time.
Tampering is Jamar Chase can't be talking to Andrew Berry. He
no.
can talk to a player anywhere else he
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, they visit each other during the offseason, but they're not allowed to talk about football. Talk about everything else in the world except football.
No, players can't tamper with other players.
Yeah. Lyman and I get together. We never talk about radio.
Right.
We never talk about other shows. Never happens. Lord. So, yeah, that continues down in Cincinnati. But with Brandon Ayuk getting taken care of, it makes me think, like, this stuff, it can happen like that. You know, you wake up today and Jamar Chase and they all decide, you know what? Because this is much different than next week. As crazy as this is, where Jamar Chase is doing laps around the field like he's Ernie Ladd, and you got Brandon Ayuk coming to practice, not going to practice, making John Lynch upset, this week's a lot different than next week. Like,
it
you're
is.
Practicing, but you're kind of just practicing because it's a bye week.
It's
and you're,
holding pattern
yeah,
week.
It's a holding pattern week, so this is a fine time to go ahead and do that stuff without really upsetting people. Next week is a big deal.
You're kind of counting down to that three-day weekend you have because the NFL is it's a mandatory three-day weekend for the players today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
It's the week that you find out, what can I get away with this season?
Found out Jamar Chase got away with a little bit. Little bit yesterday.
I wonder if the Bengals have the money for this. If he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson, I wonder if they've got the money for this.
Well, you have to have the money in the bank.
Exactly. It has to go into escrow when you sign the deal.
See, this is the thing I've heard down there, and like everybody knows who we talk to down in Cincinnati, so it's not like this is any sorcery going on. Mike Brown has gotten on in age. His family has taken over a lot of the parts of the business, but there has been a hesitancy because Mike Brown is an old-time football guy where it's basically, here's your hot dog, here's your pop, here's your beer, come on into the stadium and sit down. And according to what we're told, the family just rips their hair out going, you know how much money we're leaving on the table here? Do you understand what they're like? Do you see what they're doing up in Cleveland? Do you see what they're doing even in Pittsburgh and Detroit? Do you see all these things that they're doing?
Every like, other stadium in the NFL.
The reason why we can't do all this stuff with these players and people talk about these things is because you're still stuck in 1977 with Grandpa.
Right.
Like, that's part of the things that play into this. So once the family takes over, that perception, which sounds morbid because then we're like, well, once Mike Brown passes away or becomes incapacitated. But once the family, the daughter takes over in earnest with all the operations, then they would probably raise their standard and these things wouldn't be a question. But right now, I mean, it's a question.
But that standard's not getting changed, I don't think, before Jamar Chase's contract situation comes to a head.
Fair. That is true. Week one of college football has started last night. Colorado, Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, three touchdown connections. The Buffs hold off North Dakota State 31-26. Everything else between an FBS and an FCS team was a total whitewash.
I watched the first half of that game. It was pretty awesome.
It was. It was pretty.
Travis Hunter's really good, man. Really good.
There was some people between there who was saying that if like they thought they would just wipe North Dakota State
North
clean.
North Dakota State's really good. Like, I bet on North Dakota State to win that game.
Ooh, look at you making moves over there.
I mean, I lost, but, like, I thought North Dakota State was going to win that game. I think people buy into Colorado because of Deion a little bit more. And
yeah.
Travis Hunter's fantastic. Shador Sanders is a good quarterback, but I don't think they have enough in the trenches to really be a competitive team. I just don't think their defensive and offensive lines are enough because I don't think you can build that way in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
But North Dakota State would beat 40% of maybe 40% of
would they beat every MAC team?
Yes,
they'd beat every MAC team.
But I was going to say they'd beat like 35% of Power Five teams.
Ooh,
maybe it's
that's pretty.
But
it's
spicy. Around there.
I like that.
It's around there. It might not be quite that number, but at least 20% of Power Five teams they beat.
North Dakota State impresses me because they keep a standard, and they've gone through like five coaches in 5 years moving ahead.
And it doesn't
like they've
matter.
Gone through guys.
Yeah. That machine just rolls along, man.
That's an impressive program there. Also, Buffalo, and we are your home for the talk of Buffalo Bull football. not the home to listen to it, obviously, but to talk about it because
which is what actually matters.
They beat Lafayette 30-13 and a big touchdown pass that separated the Bulls from whatever Lafayette's called. Anthony Limey, ESPN.
What a voice.
It was a good call. It was a really good call.
I like that he waited, that he didn't rush through it.
He didn't.
It can be real easy as a play-by-play guy to rush through it and not necessarily wait for the call from the official on the side. That's a professional call from one Anthony Limey.
It was good stuff. Looked good, sounded good. Him and Jordan Reed.
It's a nice suit he had on.
Oh, it was a hell of a suit he was wearing.
Very nice suit he had on.
Yeah. It's a hell of a suit that guy was wearing. Also, again, Minnesota lost to North Carolina 1917. The only reason we bring it up is because they accidentally set off fireworks after the Gophers missed the potential game-winning field goal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The boat.
It's like when the Guardians set off fireworks for a visiting team home run a couple years ago.
I'm going to get nasty texts here in about 30 seconds, but this is a show that's friendly with PJ Fleck, but it seems that the boat has a couple of holes in it.
Yeah, I'm not a PJ Fleck guy. I'm not.
Well, this show is pro PJ Fleck, so you're going to have to get with the program.
I'll see what I can do.
Here come the texts. All right, that's it for about last night. Browns, they cut Tyler Huntley. Kevin Stefanski talked about that. We'll talk about that with Daryl Ryder coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Up next, I've always just wanted the talent no matter what. History shows that maybe that's not the best idea. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.